Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Yud Ches. We are up to Siftes. We are on the top line of page 272. Kli Rishon, Perush HaKli Shemishtamish Bo Al Ha'esh. As we know, a Kli Rishon is the Kli that's actually used on the fire. The food is cooked in a Kli Rishon. Afilu La'achar She'eviruhu Mi'al Ha'esh. Even after the Kli Rishon is moved off the fire, but the food remains in the same Kli, Mivashel Kolzman Shayat Soledesbo. It's still going to have the ability to cook so long that it's at Soledesbo. So it's no longer on the fire, but you move the actual Kli, the Kli Rishon, from the fire off the fire, it still has the ability to cook so long that it's at Soledesbo. Lefikach, therefore, Oser Liten Lesocho Tavlin. So if you take your Kli off of the fire, and the soup remains in that pot, you cannot add spices to that pot so long that it's in a Kli Rishon and it's at Soledesbo. Aval melach mutter litein l'socho. But salt you are allowed to put in the Kli Rishon that's off the fire. Kevan shehaviru me'al ha'esh. Since you moved it off the fire, salt is mutter. Ditzricha milcha bishula kibisra detura. Because according to this opinion, it is very hard to cook salt. Salt needs cooking like the meat of a shor. It's very hard to cook it. And therefore, although regular spices cannot be put into a Kli Rishon, even off the fire, so on as Yatsu Ladisbo, however, salt is going to be mutter. V'yesh mi she'oser loses l'so chli ze bosar maluach afilu hu shel shor. A little bit of a side point. There is a shita that says that it's usher to place in this Kli, that is a Kli Rishon off the fire, Yatsu Ladisbo, salted meat, even if it's from a shor. And we'll see why that is, because there is some moisture there, and therefore there is a shita that says, putting the basar of the shor that is salted in the Kli Rishon off the fire is going to be usser. Says the Rama, V'nirali debelo maluach nami usser. The Mechaber said, Yesh misha usser losis aso klizeh, basar maluach, salted meat. So Dr. Rama, it's lavdafka. It appears to me that even if it's not salted, it's also going to be usser. Ela denokar maluach. The reason why the Mechaber mentioned salted meat is because the Balav Hachi, because without that, Asur Mishum Dam Shebo. If the meat is not salted and then it is cooked, it's Asur because of the blood. So we're just trying to avoid the Isra of the Dam, and therefore the Mechaber says it's salted, but the Isra over here has nothing to do with the salt. It has to do, as we'll see with the Lachluchas, the moisture that comes out of the Basar of the Shor. Now we go back to the salt. The Ramah brings a second shita. V'yesh osrim loseis melach afilu b'kli sheni kozman shayat soledesbo. So not only is this shita going to be machmir, that in the Kli Rishon off the fire it's usher, but there is a shita that says salt is easily cooked, and it's usher even to be placed in a Kli sheni v'yitzat soledesbo. The first shita said it's mutter in a Kli Rishon off the fire that's at soledesbo, and the second shita says it's usher even in a Kli sheni so long that it's at soledesbo. The Hamachmir Tavu Ala Bracha. Dr. Ramah, one who is Machmir, on him a bracha will come. Vim Ovar Vinosan Melach Afilu B'Kli Rishon. If one did an Avera and he placed salt even in a Kli Rishon, Afilu Hu Al Ha'esh, even if it is on the fire, Sha'avari Surah, he mamished it in Isra, according to everyone. If the pot is on the fire, you can't add salt. Even so, Mutter Hamachal. The food that he added the salt to is Mutter. The hamelach botel agabi hamachal, because the salt is bottled to the food, and that is the mechaber and the ramah. And we'll go through it again with the mishabur now. Says the mishabur sif katan samach gimel. Again, the case of the mechaber is a Kli Rishon. Even after you moved it off the fire, it's able to cook so long that it's at soledesbo. Hainu afilu kfar posak risichaso mimenu. Even if it stopped boiling the way it was before, so long that it's at soledesbo, it's still going to cook. Sif katan samach dalot shayat soledesbo. Avalim ena yad soledesbo. But if it cooled off below the point of the yad soledesbo, so afilu Kli Rishon ena mavashel. Even though this is the Kli Rishon, but once it's off the fire and it's below yad soledesbo, it will not have the power to cook. V'im lo ha'aviru mi'al ha'esh. However, if the dish is still on the fire, osir liten l'socho tavlin, you will be osir to place inside that pot spices. V'afilu melach b'chol gavna. You'll be usher even to put salt in all cases. Even if the Kli the food in the kli is not yatzal edesbo, and you plan on moving it off before it gets the yatzal edesbo, you still cannot add spices or salt so long that it's on the fire. Pen yishkach ad sheyisbashel. The concern is that you might forget to take it off, even though that's your plan, until it remains there too long and it cooks. Like we'll see later in Sif Yudalit. Sif Katan Samachay. So the Mechaber said a kli rishon off the fire that's Yatzal Lesbo, you're not allowed to put into its spices. Ava b'kli sheni mutter losseis tavlin. But a kli sheni, then you would be allowed to put in spices. Afilu Yatzal Lesbo. Even if it is Yatzal Lesbo, but a kli sheni, you could put in spices. The ain misbashel shom. A kli sheni, as we learned many times already, does not cook. V'im munach b'kli sheni devar gush. But if in the kli sheni there is a food that is solid, shayat seledesbo, it's a food that's in a kli sheni that's a solid, yesh lizor bazeh. One must be careful not to add spices to this davar gush, the yesh poskim shesovrim. Because there are poskim that hold, the davar gush, a solid food, kozman shayat seledesbo dino kli rishon. So even though the salad was moved to a kli sheni, but if it's yat seledesbo, there are shitas that hold that a davar gush and a kli sheni has a din of a kli rishon, which is able to be mevashel the spice, and therefore to be careful. So in a kli sheni off the fire, that's liquid, when the liquid is poured from the kli rishon to the kli sheni, the fact that it spreads out over the whole kli, it cools off, and therefore it's mutter to put the spices in the kli sheni, which is not mevashel. But if it's a davar gush that was transferred from the kli rishon to the kli sheni, it doesn't spread out, and therefore it retains its heat, and therefore if it's yatzal edesbo, it has a din in the kli sheni as a kli rishon, and therefore adding spices to it will be aser. Sevkotan samach vav. Kevan sheviro. The reason why you are allowed to put the spices on, the reason why you are allowed to put the salt on, is because you moved it off the fire. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the al ha'esh afilu bisur the turim is bashel. Like I said before, if it's on the fire, so even the meat of a shor is going to be cooking. Sevkotan samach zayim. We said in the first sheet that salt doesn't cook. It's so hard to cook it like the meat of an ox, and therefore if it's a kirishon off the fire, and it's yatzal lesbo, it's mutter. V'afsheni moach apikisheni. Even though we see with our eyes that if you put salt into a dish in a kisheni, you see it melting and dissolving. Michuyo eno bishulo. Its dissolving is not its cooking. When you see salt dissolving and you think, oh, it's cooking, that's not its cooking. Sha'af bitzoni atarokin. If you put salt in cold water, it also dissolves. So the fact that you're seeing it dissolve in a klisheni does not make it considered that it's cooking. It dissolves in cold water also, and therefore salt, which is difficult to cook, is allowed to be added according to the shita in a kli rishon that's yatzal edesbo off the fire. Sevkotan sabuches. This was that side point. The yesh mi sha'oser loses aso kli zeh basar maluach. There are those who aser putting in a kli rishon that's yatzal edesbo off the fire salted meat, even if the meat is of the shore. Rotzalomar basar shenimlach v'hudah kadim. We're talking about meat that was salted and rinsed off the proper way. It's true the meat of the shore is not going to cook in a kli rishon that's yatzal edesbo off the fire. However, the moisture that is inside the basar, that gets cooked. Sivkoton ayin. That's in the Ramah. The Ramah says that, again, that which the Mechaber says, that the meat of an ox can't be put in this kli because the moisture is going to cook when the meat was salted. So the Ramah told us, it's lav dafke, it was salted. The salted is mentioned because of the dam. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkoton ayin, the below maluach, hainu, the lo nita lomar, don't say by mistake, the hatam she oser, the reason why the mechaber is asering hu mishum da hamelach mirakech habasar, it's not because the salt is playing any role over here, that it's salted meat and therefore the salt is making the meat softer. Umisbashel achaka b'kli rishon, and therefore the meat is cooking in this kli rishon because the salt contributed to the softening of the meat and therefore it's misbashel. That's not the pshat. Elo dafilu b'lo nimuchlal. Even if it wasn't salted at all, it's going to be a problem. The reason why the basar of the shore can't be put in the kli rishon off the fire has nothing to do with the salt. The salt is tiger the dam. It's also because there is moisture in the meat no matter what. That which the mechaber says that it's salted, that's only the ilo haya maluach. If it wasn't salted, haya aser l'sitenu mipnei iser dam. That would be usher to place there because of the Isra blood. The kli roseach below Isra Shabbos. Not only Isra Shabbos, stam is boiling hot and there's dam inside the meat, and that's why it's going to be a problem. Sivkotan ayin aleph. There are those who usher placing salt even in a kli sheni that's outside the lettuce bowl. Says the Mishabura, Bagamara ikotre lishni bazeh. The Gemara brings down to lashonos when it comes to salt. Lishna basra have melach lakula. According to the second lashon, salt is very lenient. The kosher lizbashel kibisur the tour like the first sheet of the mechaber, because it is hard to cook salt like it's hard to cook the meat of a shor. Mishum hachi muta afil the kli rishon. Therefore, it's muta to be salt even a kli rishon kesheviru ma'ish as long as it's off the fire. Ulalishna kama, but according to the first lashon in the Gemara, have melach lachumra. The opposite, salt is very chumr. Da'afilu b'klisheni misbashel. Even in a klisheni, according to this opinion, the salt gets cooked. Upasku rov ha'poskim klishna basra. Most poskim hold like lishna basra, and that is the one that goes lenient. Elo mipnei sheyesh machmirin. But because there are those who are machmir, lachin kosov, da'machmir tavula bracha. The Iker Shita is that you can be lenient, but there are those who are machmir, therefore the Ramah says that a machmir will be tavu ala bracha. Then the Mishabur says an important point. V'hani mili b'mela shechofrin. There's two types of salt. This is talking about the salt that you dig from the ground. Aval melach she'osen mimayim. But salt that is taken out from the water of the sea. She'mevashlin osam. We cook the water of the sea, and we get the salt out of it that way. So then, ein bo mishum bishul l'kulyalma. Everyone says the salt that's taken out of the sea will not be an isra bishul according to everyone. The ein bishul achabishul, because the way you get the salt from the sea is through bishul. So meila ein bishul achabishul. So there would not be a problem. Ukidul akamah in the sifta zayin, like we'll see shortly in sifta zayin. V'chein b'tzuker, so too by sugar, mutter mehai taima litno b'kli rishon li'achar sheheviru mina'ish. We go lenient by sugar as well, and for that reason, you're allowed to place it in a kli rishon after it's off the fire. V'yeshem efathikim azet, something issue with this, v'tov lizorim el kli rishon l'chachila, and therefore it's best to avoid a kli rishon l'chachila by the salt, by the sugar, by everything. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kaz Ayin Beis. We said there are those who aser placing salt in a kli sheni, so long that's out. So let us move a machmer tovah l'bracha. Then the Ramah said, if you did the wrong thing and you place salt in a kli rishon on the fire, even though you did an iser, you are allowed to eat the food because the salt is batel to the dish. Sevkot and ayin beis. The al gabei ha'esh afilu psaka shulchan aruch aser b'kanal. On the fire, so even the most lenient shita that says you can put salt in a kli rishon that's yatzu lezbo off the fire, but as you said before, you can't do it on the fire. So this person did the worst possible thing with the salt. He put the salt on a dish that was in a kli rishon on the fire, yatzu lezbo. It's going to be mutter to eat the dish. Sevkodayin gimel dehamel batel, the salt batel. The afa gad the midi de oved letam lo batel, even though the rule by bittel is something that gives taste. It's so chashiv that it gives taste, it's not bottle, and the salt obviously gives taste. Shani hachi, here it's different. Dahave zevizegorim. This is two things causing the taste. Dahocha marish and nimloch gam ke miklami or Shabbos. Here we're talking about the meat that you had in the dish was already salted from before Shabbos. Vigam mari dahamelosh and nosan achshav lohoya bo kedei liten tam bekedei razulas hamelosh shel esmol. And the salt you're putting in now on Shabbos is not enough on its own to give the taste. It's only the salt you're putting now on Shabbos combined with the salt that you did to salt the meat before Shabbos. The two of them together cause it to have a taste, and therefore the salt that's being put on Shabbos is not going to be excluded from bittul because it gives taste. Because it's zevah zagorim, it's only together with the other salt that was done, the heter, that gives the taste. Avol, im haya b'melach shel achshav levado k'nilu t'tam. But if you put so much salt in on Shabbos that it was enough with just the salt that you put on Shabbos to give a taste, so then, osur hamachal ad motzoi Shabbos. Then it will be osur to eat this dish until motzoi Shabbos. In nosam ba'akli k'shem omed al eish. If you put the salt into the kli while it was on the fire. V'hani mili b'melach shenasa mechafira. Once again, this would only be true by salt that was gotten through digging, which was not previously cooked. Aval b'melach shenasa mimayim shem mevashlim. But the salt that comes from the water that is cooked, ein l'esro hamachal v'kanal. Then we would not ask for the food, like we said before, because we'll say ein bishul achar bishul on that salt. Let's see one more small sif yud. Aser litein tvalin dikaara velaros aleihem mikli rishon. It is aser to place spices in a bowl and then to pour onto the spices liquid from a kli rishon. So this, as we've discussed, is iuri kli rishon, which we said is mevashel a klipa. So therefore, to put the spices in a bowl, pour over from a kli rishon, is going to be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sekhot Ayin Dal Mekli Rishon, the Af the Tavlin Ain Misbasha B'Kli Sheni V'Kanal. Even though we just learned in the first sif that we did tonight that spices do not cook in a Kli Sheni, and here the spices are in the Kli Sheni, it's still going to be aser. Mikol Makom Ha'Erui Mekli Rishon, the pouring from the Kli Rishon into the Kli Sheni, Kaim Alon We Hold the Humavasha K'dei Klipa. So even though the spices are put in the second kli, but the hot liquid is coming onto it from a pouring from the kli rishon, that's more chomer than having it placed into a kli sheni, because that is considered mevashal kli klipa. V'afilu b'dievet aser. And therefore, this dish is going to be aser, even b'dievet. In eira lehedyo aleihem shalonisak akeluach. If you pour it on them straight away, without having a break in the pouring, you pour it on from the kli rishon onto the spice, that'll be also even b'dievet. Note 89 asks an interesting question. Amnon la'el he'ir, we pointed out earlier, she'b'maisa she'nechleku bo aposkim, im aser hu b'shabbos. Any maisa that's a machlokes aposkim, is aser on Shabbos or not, im nasa, if it is done, ain iser lihonos v'ena b'dievet. Since it's a machlokes, we say b'dievet, it's not aser, because it's a machlokes. You shouldn't do it, ishkol l'chumra, but after the fact, we say it's mutter. V'harei b'iri nechleku harishonim dino kebishlalo. But the Beis Yosef brings out a machlokas rishonim when it comes to iri kli rishon, we pass it as mevashel. But in fact, it's a machlokas. Some say it's not mevashel. So if there's a shita that says it's not mevashel, so then it's a suffix. So we go to chumra, but after the fact, b'dievet, if it was done already, why is the Mishnah Berurah saying v'afilu b'dievet is going to be aser? That's the horror they're pointing out over here in note 89. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, with Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.